Councilmember Tarbell.
Mr. President, the law, the way it's written, has been on the books in excess of 30 years. And in the period of 30 years that I'm aware of, there has never been a challenge to this law in the way it's written in terms of whether it has provided anything but what has already been attested to as a decrease in crime in certain areas. There has never been an increase that's attributed to simple possession. And that's what we're talking about here, simple possession. We're talking about improving safety. And I don't think that when we're at a crossroads here of the allegedly improving safety at the expense of paying a very high price, that's worth it. And I think in this case, the risk of paying a very high price socially is tremendous. We say that we're giving officers another tool, and I respect that suggestion. If I thought that, in fact, was the answer, there was no question that I would support it. My sense of being on the street, literally, every day, longer than I care to suggest, to recall, is that that is not what our problem is. Our problem is not people coming from out of state. The figures speak for themselves. I believe it's 94% of the arrests involving marijuana are Cincinnati arrests. They are not out of state. So that contention simply is ill-founded. My experience on the street suggests that a lot of the folks that are would be affected by simple possession arrests are people that do not have a record, but that are vulnerable because of the environment that they live in, the environment they act in on a daily basis, doesn't provide a lot of choices. And they ended up getting arrested, convicted for simple possession. That goes on their record. Then the ones who are most vulnerable in terms of receiving jobs and employment and opportunities now are even further compromised in terms of achieving that. There's so much evidence. I don't know where to start. We've heard so much. I don't see any point in recalling all that. Everybody's heard it. I'll leave you with the following. I've not heard one testimony in this chamber in support of this ordinance from the public. I've heard a litany, and I've not gotten one communication in my office supporting this ordinance. I've heard a litany of people opposing it for a variety of reasons, most of which say don't go back in time 30 years. Work on enforcing the laws we have in front of us. Work on improving dysfunctional environments which provoke drug use and alcohol abuse. Work on putting constructive activity back into vacant buildings in front of which is where most of this activity takes place. Don't take the emphasis off of that for a minute. We don't have any more time or money for anything else right now. I'm concerned that we pass this allegedly providing an extra tool. We don't take advantage of the tools we have in front of us right now, and we don't do the basic fundamental improvements in dysfunctional neighborhoods that we need to be about the business of doing.